Welcome to today's J.J. Nichtine Company, in touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nichtine Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cindy Pfeiffer, Highland school nurse and advisor for the Highland Post-Prom Committee's Color Me Happy Fun Walk and Run, coming up this Saturday in Riverside.
Describe how the Color Run works.
On Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Riverside, we call it Purple Park. It's right next to the fire station here in Riverside. We're having a color walk and run. And so how it works is that participants will walk through the trail and volunteers will throw a colored powder on them as they're walking through the course. We have 5 different colors, and so by the time that they get done with the course, then they are essentially colored like a rainbow.
Who can participate in this weekend's event?
Anybody can participate. Anybody is welcome. Right now, we have a lot of families that have signed up, so it's really just a fun family event. We have many families from Riverside that are doing it. Anybody can participate. We will have registration available the day of the event, starting at 2 o'clock down at the park. The event will start at 3, but anybody is welcome.
How about registration fees for those who would like to participate?
The cost is $20 per person, or we have a family rate of $50 per household.
What would you tell people, Cindy, to brace themselves for something that's different like this color run?
Well, I told everybody that you will get messy, and that's part of the fun of it. That's what the kids are most looking forward to, is just getting messy. So I always told people they need to bring a change of clothes or a trash bag or something to sit down in their car, because they will get messy. And it's better if you can wear white or light-colored clothing, because then you can see all the colors of the rainbow.
This is a fundraiser for the Highland Post Prom. Prom itself coming up April 17th. What kind of a goal do you have in mind, maybe for how much money you'd like to raise?
We'd like to raise enough money so that we are able to provide fun things for the kids to do after prom. We don't have a specific dollar amount, but all the money goes towards entertainment for the kids. After prom, they'll come out to the high school and kind of be locked in. And so, like right now, we have a hypnotist for after prom, bouncy houses, games, just stuff to keep the young adults entertained. So we'd like to make enough money so that we can provide good entertainment for the young adults after prom to kind of keep them locked in and keep them safe.
Last year's prom canceled because of COVID, right?
Yes. Well, they did just a smaller one in the middle of the summer.
But I imagine Highland students are really looking forward to a full-on prom event this year.
Yes, they are. And, you know, it's kind of fun. Our students' masks will be required at prom. Masks will be required for anybody coming to take pictures. Masks will be required post-prom. And so I think students are just looking forward to do something a little bit normal again, you know, to have fun. I feel like the reason that the color run has been so popular here at Highland is because it's just something fun to do again. It's safe. You know, I feel like we can make it safe by using masks, using face coverings at prom. And like for this event especially, it's outside. We are going to ask people to socially distance themselves from other people outside of their home. And for our event, it's not timed. And so people can just spread out and just come together and still be safe and still have fun.
You mentioned some of the COVID safety protocols you're looking to observe. This is an event that a mask would actually come in pretty handy.
Right. People will actually want to wear their face coverings, because, you know, as we're throwing powder, it'll keep all the powder out of your mouth and nose. So people will actually want to wear their face coverings at this event.
How many people do you expect to participate?
We're hoping between 100 to 150. We want to keep it small enough that we can still make sure that everybody can socially distance, but yet we want to have people just come out and have a good time.
Describe some of the activities that participants can enjoy at the end of the
walk. So at the end, The RAC group has hired a band for participants. It's not just for participants, but anybody can come to the ballpark afterwards and listen to the band. The band is going to start around 4 o'clock on Saturday. Participants in the race will get free slushies and popcorn, all the slushies and popcorn that they can eat and drink, and just come down to the ballpark and spread out and have a good time.
Anything else you want to mention about the Color Me Happy fun walk and run this weekend?
I just would like to thank the City of Riverside for supporting us to allow us to do this so that we can, you know, just start to have safe, fun community events again. So I just really would like to thank them, and I'd really like to encourage anybody to come on out and just enjoy the day, and just we're just going to have some fun with this.
That was today's J.J. Nickteen Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Cindy Pfeiffer from the Highland Post Prom Color Me Happy Fun Walk and Run. J.J. Nickteen Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.